Everything certainly does. Let's say a very warm welcome to the show to Chris Short. Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Kate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You are a member of the Church Fitters.
I am indeed, yes. Church Fitters, a folk group that lives in France, in Brittany in France, and we're over touring in the UK this week and next week.
Live in France?
We do, indeed, in Brittany.
Why?
Well, if I was to tell you that I grew up in Croydon, you might understand why I would want to go somewhere else.
Do you know what? You've evidently never been to Herefordshire or Worcestershire.
Well, we're looking forward to it very much indeed.
OK, so Church Fitters is the name of the band. Tell me what is very special and almost hard to comprehend about your band.
Well, many things, but possibly one of our most enigmatic things is that Boris, our French member of the band, who's our bass player, has invented and designed and built all of his musical instruments himself.
Out of
scrap metal, bits of motorbikes, old hubcaps, things like that. They're very beautiful objects, as well as being very good at musical instruments.
What an incredible talent he must have.
He does, yeah. He's incredible, isn't he?
Okay, so what kind of music do you play? I mean, you mentioned the word folk.
Yes, we sort of put it in the genre of folk because it's got a lot of different influences, but at the end of the day, it's pretty much folk music, but with influences from rock and pop, a bit jazzy occasionally.
Well, if you live in France and you're on a tour of the UK, you must be very successful.
Well, we've been doing it for a long time, and we're still able to earn our crust from it, so that's a good indication. The band's been going for 38 years now.
Good grief!
Yeah.
You're not a founder member then, presumably?
No, I'm not. No, none of us are founder members, although our singer, who's my sister Rosie, has been in the group from almost the beginning. About 2 years in, she joined.
Oh, wow! OK, that's good. So your sister's the singer?
Indeed, yes.
Oh, I like that. I like that story. OK, then, Chris. Well, I have to say, you're coming to our neck of the woods. Is it next week?
We are. We're coming. We're doing two... Thursday and Friday, we're in Shropshire, in Church Stretton and then Wem. And Saturday, we're coming to Amestry in Herefordshire.
Mm.
And Sunday, we're in...
the parish hall.
That's right, the parish hall in Amestry. And on Sunday, we're in Putley.
At the parish hall?
At the parish hall, indeed.
OK, both 7.30 kick-off.
Indeed, yeah. You can find details on our website, if you so wish, churchfitters.com.
OK, well, we'll have a look at the website and we can see you there as well, can't we? And hear some of the music. And I've got the phone numbers, actually, for tickets for the Putley and Amestry gigs, which I will give out.
Excellent. Thank you.
Have a wonderful time in Herefordshire, won't you, Chris?
We will, yes.
It's such an incredible concept to know that you've got some of those homemade instruments involved.
There's also a musical saw, which I play.
Oh, you play the saw?
I do, yeah.
What talent.
I play mainly violin, but I do the odd song on the musical saw, yeah.
Just go steady on the cider beforehand.
Always.
Yes. OK, Chris, well, listen, we're going to have a cup of tea now, which I think is quite sensible.
Enjoy your nice cup of tea.
Yes, thank you. I might have some... do you know what? Because of your name, I'm inspired to have some shortbread.
Oh, wicked.
It is, yeah. That's one way of describing it. Chris, have a great time in Herefordshire. Thank you so much and enjoy your tour.
Thank you. Enjoy your shortbread.
Thank you, Chris. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Tea at 3.